This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shifting gears, college football. Let's talk a little college football right now as we welcome in Corey McCartney, who is a college football analyst, and we'll see where we're going with college football here soon. Corey, good to have you on the show. Let's start there. These other sports, football, NFL, MLB, professional sports, NBA, they all have a clear, concise, direct plan, it seems, to get their sport on the field amidst the COVID virus. But college football, for a variety of reasons, does not have that because it's so fragmented, and yet the hundreds of millions of dollars are in the same neighborhood as those other sports. How do you think this thing unfolds in terms of somebody taking the reins on this?
Yeah, by the way, I thought you were having me on to talk about backlash with this Edge and Orton thing.
I wish.
what's so interesting about college football and what makes it so much different than what you watch kind of this unfolding back and forth with the MLB Players Association and the owners is that, you know, college football is just, the hierarchy is just so different. The university presidents hold so much sway. They hold more sway than the conference commissioners do. And, you know, they're the ones who are ultimately going to decide whether or not it's safe to have their kids on their campuses. Now, I understand this. There's a lot of money to be had for these universities, and certainly you think about donors and, you know, people, you know, gates and, you know, TV revenue, all that stuff. There's not a collective person at the top of the food chain who just says, we're playing, this is the date. And if Rob Manfred ends up doing that for baseball, if he has to mandate a 50-game season, he can do that. There's not a person in that in college football. I mean, what if, you know, what if the University of Oregon's president says, you know, we're not playing, this isn't safe. You know, that's the difference between college football and every other sport. And I think that's why there needs to be uncertainty when we're going to see college football, because as we've seen, you know, with Houston and other places, Alabama, I mean, the players are contracting the coronavirus, they're spreading it. You know, you got these guys together like this, and whether or not they're you know, testing everyone like baseball's talking about and quarantining them for a certain period of time before, you know, they collectively start working out. College football is just a different animal, and it's going to be very difficult to just kind of say, okay, here's a start date for everyone to get back to work.
Yeah, and yet, Corey, the clock's ticking, man. Like, it's the middle of June now. Like, in your mind, just, you know, purely a common sense standpoint, as you look at the calendar and you look at the schedule, and we know which games are going to be going on in week one, you know, a bunch of those big neutral site games going to be going on early in the season, a lot of travel. What do you think in your mind as someone who covers the sport is the date where, okay, you know, we got to figure out what's going on here?
I really think, you know, you're looking at it maybe August 1st, you know, and I think there's the reality of, okay, if you're all these college football programs, you're these university presidents, let's see what Major League Baseball does, because that may be as close to, because you can operate in a bubble if you're the NBA with, you know, whether or not that comes to pass, you know, we're still going to see. But baseball, because of, you know, these teams being all over, the amount of players on each team, I think if I'm college football, I'm watching to see how does baseball react to this. What's the ramifications once they start playing? What's the spread? You know, how many guys don't want to come out? How many players are saying I'm just staying at home? It's not worth the risk for me, because you have to watch baseball. I think is kind of a template to say, okay, when we throw everybody together again, what happens? Because you know, the reality of college football is you have, you know, unless you're going with strict with a conference schedule, you know, there's going to be so many different variables, all these schools. You know, I graduated from Bowling Green. Bowling Green has Ohio State in week one. That's a massive paycheck on the table
for a
program that's probably not going to get that check. So there's so many different things at play. I would almost like to see college football just put a hold on this and let's play in the spring and let's just have a very different look this year and let's play it smart and kind of pick up the pieces the following season. Now, ultimately, that means you're not going to see Justin Fields. You're not going to see Trevor Lawrence. You're not going to see Travis Etienne. But I think there's so many differences in college football, again, than any other sport. Baseball has to be at least a template for how they move forward.
And obviously, and Corey McCartney is joining me on the show to talk college football. When you say you won't see those guys, obviously you're saying because they would choose to go into the NFL and they wouldn't play that season in the spring, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it would be so, you know, there'd be overlap. And you're not going to, you know, you're going to be so close to, you know, the draft period that you wouldn't put yourself at risk to go out there for just a couple months.
How hard does that become for the NFL then to evaluate a draft class where presumably the entire season that you use to be the, you know, sort of the final statement for a lot of these guys, you know, the last part of the body of work they're putting together no longer exists, you know, and you're going to be a year plus removed from the last time they played competitive football. How hard is that from an evaluation standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, think of if we're still in this. Let's say that we have a second wave or even a third wave of virus contraction. That means that the combine's not going to happen, right? So everything's going to be about a guy's pro day. It's going to be on what, you know, tape you can get of them, what Zoom calls you can have to learn to get to know this guy. I think we, you know, as many places in the country and here in Metro Atlanta where I'm at, you know, youth baseball started back up. I mean, you know, massive complexes are having tons of people come in there. I think there's this sense of security, but I think we have to also, you know, have that in the back of our minds that we could be going through more waves. And I think the NFL in particular, if there's no college football season or a late college football season, you're right. I mean, the ability to evaluate these guys, if there's no combine, what does it look like? You know, you can't obviously have all those people together. It's going to be very difficult, just like the Major League Baseball draft that just happened, for those guys that are kind of on the ones that are now signing these undrafted free agent deals for $20,000 to find their niche and have that ability to even get a chance to go out and pursue a professional career.
Corey McCartney joining me on the show. We're talking some college football. Which schools or conferences? You brought up Oregon just as a hypothetical there a little bit earlier, I know. But the Pac-12, I think, is thought to be, you know, if there's a Power 5 conference that might get compromised in this, the Pac-12 always comes to mind because of how cautious California's been. And, and you know, it's just they have not been nearly as open in terms of getting things reopened on the West Coast as we have in other more prominent footprints for college football. Is there a conference or a school or schools that when you think about the ones that might get compromised in all this and potentially lose a season out of it maybe, that are at more risk than others?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to start and end with the schools in California, right? I mean, if Gavin Newsom decides that, you know, he doesn't, he's not comfortable, you know, with these guys, with things completely opening back up as a governor of California, I mean, does UCLA and USC, I mean, what happens to the Pac-12? I think they're so much more interesting because, you know, here again in Georgia, I mean, our governor, you know, Brian Kemp is basically, things are back to more or less, you know, there's a lot of more normalcy. So, you know, the SEC country, it's hard to fathom them, you know, taking a stand because so many of these states in the SEC country are, you know, have kind of loosened those restrictions. The same thing, we've had, you know, the Big 12 commissioner Bowlesley say that they're going to play. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, the Big 10 not following suit. I mean, and, you know, the ACC certainly, you know, being in that same, so many of the same spaces as the SEC, and they're obviously, you know, have a bigger, big chip on the table here in Clemson. I mean, with a possibility of another national championship, it feels to me like you said it. I mean, because the Pac-12, whether you want to say that their governors are more progressive, you know, taking things a little more slower pace, that's the conference. I think that's the one you have to watch. And then again, I think California, because of Newsom, you got to watch the schools in that state without question.
Corey, we got about a minute and a half before I let you go. So let's pretend for a second that there was no coronavirus. Let's pretend for a second that there were not social justice initiatives going on in collegiate sports, because we've seen some of that with Clemson and UT now, some of the players looking to get the Eyes of Texas removed as the song and things like that. If we were strictly talking football, what would the storylines be that I would be talking about with Corey McCartney on my show?
We'd be talking Clemson, right? I mean, we'd be talking Trevor Lawrence, his swan song, ETN coming back, and this being, kind of a Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart situation again with two absolute, stars at those two positions. I think, can they be unseated? I mean, certainly they, it's LSU that has a championship, but I think we'd be wondering who can knock off Clemson. That to me would be the biggest storyline if we were strictly talking about the game.
Who do you think, before I let you go, who do you think the Baylor of this season is going to be? Baylor, they were a playoff contender until the very end of the season, but just because I feel like the same four or five teams are in the mix every year for the playoffs, so we know those teams are all going to be, the Georgias and the Ohio States and the Oklahoma, Alabama, Clemson, those five are like those are the power five right there in a way. But who is sort of a team that could kind of make a double-digit win type run that maybe is off the radar a little bit?
I think Notre Dame's an interesting pick. I think we kind of get collectively Notre Dame'd out a lot, and ultimately, sometimes early in the season they kind of open their eyes a little bit. But I really like what they have coming back. I think this is a big season for Brian Kelly. That to me is just a big program with a big opportunity. And you think about schedules. If they primarily play a conference schedule and they're only going to play ACC schools. That could be a massive get for them to be able to make a big push, and they get Clemson this year.
Yeah. So it's not just the ACC games, but you get one where you get a little bit of equity out of it too, and they can't poke holes in that. Corey McCartney, I appreciate the time, and we'll talk again soon. Hopefully, we have college football actual football to chat about next time we chat.
There you go. Appreciate it.
All right, there it is. Corey McCartney joined me on the show. Sorry we couldn't get a little WWE talk in there, Corey. He wanted to talk Edge and Randy Orton. It is tough doing the show when there's a WWE pay-per-view going on. I'm not going to lie. You guys can tell from my bump-in music. I'm a wrestling fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.